Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
331397, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
To bring us back from the way, way, way back machine. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, one of the smartest people I know, and somebody who's just been a great resource for us as a longtime Brain Trust member. And someone who's, although he and I disagree on many things, I know when to pay attention and what to when the wisdom is coming out, and he's got some of that for us right now. But Kirk, thanks again for being here. You are about to retire or take another step in your life from full time entrepreneurship to doing something else, and you're in the process of formulating all that and making that happen. And when I think about retirement, I say retirement's waiting to die. And I don't like that idea. I don't mind the idea of doing something different. I just have a problem with doing nothing. What are you doing about that?
Well, I made the decision that I wanted, look, I can't stop working, right? And when people ask me, have you retired? I usually say yes, and the only problem is I'm only slightly busier in retirement than I was working full time. I've lived, God forbid that I should say this out loud, but I've lived 70 years, right? I've worked
just
for
a baby.
50. I feel very young, actually. I've invented a few companies. I've sold several of them. I'm not terribly worried about where my next meal is coming from. And I was tired, frankly, given the turmoil in the advertising industry. Mm-hmm. The honest to God truth is I was tired of holding clients' hands when they didn't know what to do and when they were so scared and uncertain that they couldn't even take my advice.
You were almost a voice crying in the wilderness out there in the approach to the marketplace you were taking, weren't you? You didn't. You were really a unique commodity, not a unique commodity, obviously. You were a unique resource for people, your company.
We were, and many of those relationships flourished. Many of them flourished. Almost all of them flourished in the spirit of compromise, because almost no one would do what we really advised them to do, and so we wound up doing a mixture of what we thought was right and what people used to do and felt more comfortable with. And along the way, we played a critical role in inventing what is called content marketing. Mm-hmm. And really, as you and I have talked about over the years, in inventing what you call the age of the customer.
Your ideas were the seed for that book.
I appreciate that. And your ideas, of course, were very valuable to me over the years as well. And a number of things happened over those years. The company succeeded, thank goodness. And a lot of the work we did taught me a great deal. And so now, after 2 decades in journalism and 2 decades trying to apply the art of telling honest, authentic stories to marketing and advertising, I actually know a lot about what I'm doing and mm-hmm. about how to connect with people. And I just want to... I was restless to apply it to something arguably more critical to society than increasing the market share of a margarine product.
Well, you want to take the wisdom that you've acquired, and you have acquired a lot of it, and apply it in a way. You've got some options now. You've got some resources. You have some latitude. You're not under the gun like you and I were when we started our businesses. You weren't needing to feed your family, so to speak, every meal. Now you've got some latitude, you've got some breathing room, and so you can look around and find what the option is that you want to take.
It's true.
But
and,
still,
and what I want
but
to
still
do is,
contribute, still stay relevant.
Yes, and I think equally important, still charge for my services.
Yeah.
This is not a I'm not launching myself into the charity business. Part of the problem with that is people generally value your advice at exactly what they pay for it.
Right.
And so nothing didn't seem like a good price to be charging. So, I mean, in effect, I'm starting a new business, but please don't tell my wife.
Well, but you can be more selective now, and you can and take the work. And so, to me, that's what I'm. You're speaking to a lot of baby boomers out there right now, Kirk, who are in their offices. They're thinking about, what am I going to do in a year or two or five, and they're thinking, okay, what I still want. I don't want to just turn into a. Into a dust ball in the corner over there. I want to be alive and contribute something, but not in the same way that I'm doing it right now. Not in the same industry, maybe not even.
And I think getting older has a number of problems, but being younger has its own set of unique problems.
Right.
And older people and younger people working together can make a great team.
That's a good question. I've only got 30 seconds. Do you see that being something that's going to happen over the next generation, that the younger people are going to start valuing and what we say and we're going to have more patience with them?
I certainly hope so.
I pray that we do.
I'm working on.
Hey, Kirk, good report. Thank you for sharing those honest thoughts with us, folks. And I'm looking forward to what the future holds for Kirk. It'll be good for everybody. Quick break, 10 till. More to come with Kirk Chaffetz. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.